Welcome to Coffee and Contemplation, a Stranger Things podcast. I'm Robin.
I'm Heidi.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Steve.
And for the final installment of our roundtable conversation, I want to just have a little bit of a fun little exercise. And so I pose a question. What characters from Stranger Things would be in your D&D party? If you were to play in a campaign of a DM and five players, one of which is you, which Stranger Things characters, you know, alongside you would fill each of those roles for your ideal party? And that includes the DM, which I gave you guys permission. You can be the DM if you want, and then you have to pick the five players. Yeah, I just thought this would be a fun little like thought exercise. Mm-hmm. So I could make you roll for initiative, but I was like, no, it's too complicated.
I'll at least take a stab at it while I'll try to afford some other folks some time to marinate on their parties and whatnot. Okay. I know that I definitely would not take the role of DM. As much as I would love to DM a game for that party, yeah, in my imagination, I get such a thrill out of the problem solving that I'm doing with other people and also just seeing how they work. And maybe it's just another weird nuance to me, but I really love playing board games and stuff. And if I'm playing with you, it is a really good moment for me to be like, this is cool. Like, I'm getting to understand how you solve problems and also how we communicate together to do this stuff together. I would love that type of experience with specifically Steve Harrington.
Naturally.
He would number one be the first person that I would be like, is on my team. You're in the players. Max, I think, would be another person in my party. I think that she would probably be the most courageous player, and dare I say it, probably the leader. And I actually think that would be a lot of fun,
okay,
is to follow Max, the leader of the party, where we'd have like me, Steve. I think my DM in the context of everything is probably going to be...
It could be anybody from Stranger Things.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Dustin.
Yeah, I think it's Dustin, and I think that might even be like a, I think that's a cardinal rule that maybe Dustin would probably be a great DM, especially knowing all of the people, all of the party members, and I think Dustin as a DM would, he's got the smarts and the wits. I feel like he would know how to challenge every single person in the party just right.
Okay.
And so that, I think Dustin, yeah, is my DM. Shoot, I still need two more players. Love me some Hopper, and that's just going to be a personal bias for reasons other than I would just be wanting to play a game with the old man. He'd be the one at the table that I'd be like, hey dude, like, yeah. Like I brought the beer. Let's crack open a cold one together. Let's talk about something dumb, and then now let's sit down and play something. But as much as I think he is a ham-fisted character in Stranger Things, I would love to see David Harbour play some type of nuanced, like, wizard in particular, just because I don't think that would normally be him, but in that party I want it.
I feel like he and Steve occasionally would just like look at each other like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, what is this game?
Absolutely. And so then I think my fifth player, and it's maybe just, again, it might just be out of sheer bias more than like, do I think they play the game well or what have you, but it's Joyce.
Okay.
It's Joyce, okay, hands down. And I think that, yeah, I think that's my, I think that's my party.
That's your party. Okay.
Yeah, Joyce, Max, Hopper, Steve, and me, and Dustin DMing.
Okay.
Good times.
All right.
Oh, this is easy.
Okay.
Like, as soon as I saw the question, I was like, I would obviously have Max, Elle, Nancy, and Robin as my party with Dustin DMing.
Like, okay.
They are just all so fun in different ways. And I think if you could get them all into a game of D&D anyway, they have fun. You know, Elle's your mage, Max and Robin and Nancy could all kind of go either way between like rogue or warrior. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, without getting too into the details.
Very
I
nice.
Think that would be a very fun D&D
that
session.
That would be a lot of fun.
I kind of went a similar route. I was thinking, I put myself as DM.
You guys are nice. Surprising me. Wow. Nice. Okay. All right.
I was like, okay, well, obviously we want Elle because, you know, reasons. And then I was like, well, Max didn't get to play in season two, so we have to have Max. And then I was like, Erica, because, you know,
yeah, Erica's a
I want Lady Applejack
in
there.
She's in my party, too.
For sure. Yeah. And then I was like, well, we've got what if we do like a party of just like the girlies? Mm-hmm. So then I added Nancy and Joyce. And I feel like Joyce would be the most adorable Dungeons and Dragons player.
Yeah. She would, yeah.
No concept of what dice to use, you know.
But she would make an effort.
No, she would absolutely make an effort. She would bring snacks. Like, I'm talking like...
Radically
would
have
fun. Yeah.
I feel like she'd be the person that you'd have to constantly be like, no, just tell me what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what your character wants to do, and then I'll tell you what you need to roll for that.
And I would be the most indulgent DM, like totally unapologetically, right. Like, oh, that monster, it says in the manual that you need 20 to hit, and you rolled 17. That just hits.
Okay. Well, those are all good. So for my DM, I went with Mike, specifically season one Mike, because we get to see him DM the most. I'm striking season three from the record, Your Honor. it's my podcast, so I can do that. But yeah, I loved the way that he's so theatrical with the creating the environment and the atmosphere of the both at the beginning of season one and the end. Yeah, so like I already kind of said it. Erica is absolutely in my party because Dustin is absolutely in my party because I just want to play D&D with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I did put Nancy in my party as well because I think her whole like approach to like investigative journalism feels like that would be really really interesting to see how she would apply that to D&D. And then my last choice, my fifth player, I went with Will because he loves D&D. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's always wanting to play. We never really get to see him play D&D after season one.
That's all he wants.
And he mentions it even in season four very briefly. And I'm like, I will play D&D with you, Will.
I think all of us feel that for Will, too. Yeah. We're just like, damn it, Duffer Brothers. Give that boy some D&D.
Yeah.
Isn't give him funny? Some dice.
In that scene where he's talking about it, it's as if playing D&D and growing up are at odds. And I get that. But also, look at us and like a lot of people out there. Like, you do not have to abandon the things you love as a child when you become an adult.
Well, and they take it so seriously mm-hmm. in the first two seasons terms of like, and that's one of the things that I said I liked so much about it was it shows them applying problem solving skills. Yeah. It shows them applying like a lot of critical thought. And in terms of also thinking it, you know, we talked about in season one, how like them thinking about, well, here's the map and here's how we figure this out. And I said, like, that's their D&D background, like applying to how they're using this in real life. And they don't treat it like a game. I mean, even down to like some of the vernacular that they're using, like the, you know, Lucas with the, I agree, I concur. Like I don't know. So I think it's interesting. None of us picked Eddie as the DM or a player for that matter.
Eddie has a reputation. I love him, but he has a reputation for not being a gentle DM.
It's true.
I don't know if I would want to play in one of his campaigns.
And unfortunately, we just don't get to know him long.
Yeah. I almost went with Eddie as DM just because he too is very theatrical he's not super. The opposite of the kind of DM you just described yourself as being. Yeah. So
I feel like Eddie would be a very combat focused game in particular, where I feel strongly that my best games tend to toe this line of 60-40, where 40% is the combat.
Mm.
And I know some people are very like, I love combat. It's what I live for. But I feel like it takes so long. It's oftentimes a slog. Mm-hmm. And I have over time just started to become that player that's like, if I can figure out some way for us to just not even be in combat, I actually will try to navigate to that solution as quickly as possible.
At least not until you get to like higher levels anyway. Because in Eddie's defense, we are seeing them in their final session.
Yeah.
True.
Like, who knows what kind of DM he is when you're starting at level 3 or level 4. Like, who knows? Yeah. We don't which is kind of what you said, Jenna, like, we don't really get much time with Eddie as a DM.
Or even as a character. Yeah, like, he does have a bit of an arc, but we still don't really get to know him over a long period of time. So
I will say I do enjoy combat once I've gotten comfortable with my character.
Yeah.
Like, I guess once, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like, but I need to work my way up. The one character that I kept swapping in and out with Will, because I was like, I want this character in my party so badly, but
Steve?
No.
Because you didn't have Steve in your party.
I was
really surprised by that.
Here's the thing. My approach to this was like, I want all players who are going to take it seriously, that they're going to want to be there. They're not going to think it's stupid. They're not going to be like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. That's why I said I think Nancy would take it seriously.
Yeah.
And I think that this group of people would play well together.
I don't think most of the people that I picked for my party would take the game seriously. Right. But would it be fun for me, Steve, to be a fly on the wall playing with them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why I said, like, I approached this very much like, who do I actually want to play with? And what do I want that experience to be like? But the one character, so like my honorary like sixth party member would be Lucas. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I really want to play D&D with Lucas too. But I'm like, I can't let go of any of these characters.
Yeah. I really wanted to put either Erica or Lucas in my party, but I went with Robin because I feel like Nancy sitting around the table with just the other kids would be like, that would take her out of it a little bit. So like, you know what, we'll put your friend Robin in there. And then the two of you will kind of, you know, vibe. And then, you know, maybe that'll help the dynamic at the table.
That's true. I did think about that. But, and I did think about,
and Robin would be really fun.
See, I feel like Robin would just want to like pot stir. Like she would just want to like make trouble.
Sometimes you need that.
See, Robin, I think, would make me mad. At the table, actually. Yeah. Just a little bit, because I think she would be the person that I would be like, hey, Robin, we actually need you to make up your mind.
Oh.
Like,
I guess I could see that.
And I would say that in the most gentle way that I could, but I would be like, my last combat was 15 seconds because I knew what I wanted to do. I rolled the dice and I missed. Could I maybe ask for you to try picking up the pace?
I feel like if we could get past that,
though. Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, or like very much the kind of player who's like, all right, this is the kind of the direction that the rest of the party is going in. I'm going to go the other direction.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Like, just to be contrarian. And that's something that I really like when someone's doing that intentionally, just to like kind of, again, stir the pot. Like, I'm like, again, that's not a judgment to those kind of players. It's just not the kind of D&D experience I want. And if I'm playing in this party, I want this experience.
I picture her trying her best, actually. Yeah. Like, I picture her being like, all right,
that would be great.
Fine, we're here, we're going to do this. I'm ready. Like, what are we doing? How are we doing it, guys? Like, she'd be enthusiastic about doing her best.
Especially
that's
if Nancy's
how
there.
I picture it anyway.
Yeah. She would be very open and enthusiastic to it, that's for sure.
That's true.
Right, I'm sure that it could go a bunch of ways for any of these characters.
Yeah.
If I could materialize just a one shot,
yeah,
like for a party, and let's say I'm going to put myself in as the DM this time, not just like me being like, ooh, who would I want to play with and see how do they play this game?
Right.
I would take this back to a very old school spot in the show, but it would just be me DMing a game for the four boys plus Scott Clark.
Nice.
It would be almost like a pre Stranger Things time, like almost like the day before November 6, 1983, I would be throwing a game for the boys.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like Scott Clark's birthday or something like that. And he just wanted to play a game. So I threw a one shot for him and his buds at school.
That would be cool.
When the game was over and I was like, hey guys, that was really fun. See y'all later. I'm sure that me and Scott would hang out afterwards. That would be the me DMing dream game, because also I think those boys are so full of imagination and love and spirit that throwing a game for kids at that age, being how old I am now as a dungeon master, would be a blast. And it would be such a moment. Well, yeah, exactly. To me, that would be such a moment that I could be like, how activated are these little shits' imaginations?
Well, especially at that point in the story. Like, I mean, that was actually where I started. I was like, do I just want to go with that party? And I was like, no, I really want Erica in there. That was kind of where I started brainstorming. Because like that opening game, I mean, as we said, that was your, Jenna, that was your favorite scene when we did our favorite scenes episode.
So good.
Yeah, and it's like, because they're all so invested, you know. Yeah.
And it's just like, I love that transition from the pure wholesome time into the mystery.
The sinister. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was an interesting question that was very, very different. And I will say right now that my other podcast, Classified, has been on a hiatus while we've done this endeavor, but it will be coming back eventually. And you can absolutely expect a Stranger Things episode of that podcast, which I'll probably release on this feed, at least part of it as a teaser. But that is absolutely something you can expect in the future.
Heck yeah.
As we approach Classified to mm-hmm. think about Stranger Things characters, mm-hmm. I know that there are some that I would probably like to classify and mm-hmm. do some homework on and maybe figure out how to talk about and present. But I actually would really love to know what characters from the audience that they would really like to know or would like to see classified. And I wonder if there are any that pull strongly enough that they're like absolutes that we definitely should do, mm-hmm. or if there's even like a speed round in that classified that we should be like, here's a small list, the short list, and we just have to rattle off quick information super fast.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's the ones that we do the deep dives on. Like, I mean, this is their class, this is their race, and why I picked them, and
right.
where it connects to this, and yada, yada, yada. Dear viewers, please let us know what characters from Stranger Things you'd want to see classified.
Well, those all sound like they'd be amazing games. I want to play in all of those campaigns. But with that said, that is going to conclude our contemplation on season 4, in a way. We will return to discussing season 4 and the show at large periodically between now and whenever season 5 manifests. But until then, like I said, Star Court Cinema will be back, still trying to nail down some dates for that, so stay tuned on our socials. I'll continue to post soundbites across our social media platforms. I might even start throwing out some of the deleted content, you know, stuff that I trimmed down for the actual episodes proper. But that's what you can expect for now, but I'll also be announcing on those socials when new episodes of Star Court Cinema will be back. And yeah, that's kind of the state of the podcast. But this has been an amazing experience doing this roundtable. You can absolutely expect a roundtable conversation when we get to the end of season 5, whenever that may be. I want to throw one more collective thanks to my co-hosts here, including those who have been on the show but aren't here for this conversation. I'd love to have everybody back at some point. And to you, the listeners, thank you so much for listening all this time, and hope you will stick around for the future, whatever that looks like, until we get to season 5. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you all for being here. And until next time, over and out.
Be the first person that I would be like, is on my team, you're in the players, and I would be fascinated by his character choice. I know, but if I feel like I had to peg him right away, I think it would be
save that, because I want to save that for Classified.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'll save that.
Yeah.
But for without a doubt, I know he would be in the party.